Wild Tales is sponsored by Cotswold Outdoor. When we're out in the elements, we're in our element. And outside retail expert Cotswold Outdoor is helping more of us to get out with the right kit. Thanks also to their support, the National Trust is helping walking communities to access the UK's outside spaces. And we're working to fix 15,000 kilometres of paths and trails by 2030 for everyone to enjoy. Find your element with Cotswold Outdoor.
First time you see a pine marten on the estate.
I think I'll scream. I actually do.
It's going to be a day of celebration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever seen a pine marten? Could you picture what they look like? These small, slinky, tree-dwelling predators were once one of the most common carnivores in Britain and Ireland. Now they're one of the rarest. But pine martens are making a comeback. In this episode, we're joining my fellow ranger, Dan Eyston, in Northumberland to uncover the story and secret lives of these mysterious animals. I'm Rosie Holdsworth. Welcome to Wild Tales, Pine Martens Return. There was once a time you could look at a tree in UK woods and you might catch a glimpse of an unusual animal. Cat-like, agile, with sharp teeth and sharper claws, pocket-sized predator the pine marten climbed freely around their treetop territory, hunting, making their homes and raising tiny kits. Then, over the centuries, habitat loss and persecution drove these arboreal animals to the absolute brink. But now, determined conservation work has given pine martens another chance. In Wallington Estate in Northumberland, Ranger Dan's on a mission. He and his team are determined to encourage pine martens down from Scotland, through Northumberland, to make these woodlands their forever home. How close is Dan to getting to see pine martens for the first time? And what can we discover from the conservation success stories where, after a long absence, pine martens are back in our forests?
Hello, I'm Ranger Dan. We're here at Wallington in the New Heights, situated off Westwood. We're looking out on a mixed woodland of young oak trees and some mature larch. We can hear the birds singing.
It's a spring morning, and Dan shares how starting the day in the woods is his happy place.
So, I finished university. I've always loved nature, always been really interested in being outside. I love the outdoors, being out on walks, sort of climbing, swimming. And that led me into wanting to do a job where I could work outside, work with nature, and try and help nature conservation in the country. I've got a son, and I'm trying to get him out as much as possible, which is always got its little adventures to it, as he loves the water as well, which keeps us on our toes.
Hunkered in this small wooden lookout hide away from the visitor path, you're immersed in the forest and nature is all around you. Here in Wallington, in rural Northumberland, we're surrounded by a wealth of wildlife. There are birds, deer, and somewhere out in the estate, rare mammals like reintroduced beavers and native red squirrels. Hopefully one day soon, visitors will be able to see a new rare mammal, the pine marten. And today, Dan will be getting this habitat pine marten ready. Now, I'm one of the lucky few. I used to work in the Scottish Highlands and would regularly take people to see pine martens. We used to tempt them out with peanut butter and jam sandwiches. They look pristine and beautiful, but they have a cheeky, naughty vibe and they're super charismatic. So what exactly do these unusual tree-dwelling predators look like? And how do you know when you've seen one?
Pine marten, they are part of the mustelid family, which are related to weasels and stoats. So they look very similar. They're quite a long, slender body, about the size of a cat, with quite a big bushy tail. They've got lovely little rounded ears and tend to be a brown, sometimes a light brown or a dark brown, depending on the season. And then they've got this bright yellow bib, so that chest is a really bright yellow colour, which is a really good identifier, so that's how we tend to see them. They're arboreal creatures, so they live up in the trees. That's where you'll find them most. They're phenomenal climbers.
Pine marten's conservation status is critically endangered in England and Wales. with most of the UK's population surviving only in Scotland. Once widespread, the animal suffered catastrophic decline during the 18th and 19th centuries.
Pine martens, they were all across England. So they got pushed out of England about 400 years ago, roughly. There was habitat loss as we cut down our trees, as we cleared our woodlands out, or as we moved our woodlands to just monoculture, which didn't have as much life in. It pushed the pine martens out. But they're also seen as a pest species. We used to control them. We didn't like them because they will predate on a lot of things. So they were hunted. And as well, on top of that, their fur was used. It then pushed them out of the country to the point where they were only really up in Scotland in a few isolated populations in the Highlands.
But since the later part of the 20th century, conservation efforts have helped bring pine martens back in pockets across Britain.
But now there is a really good population in Wales where there was a translocation done. There's a really strong population in Scotland and actually in the borders. They are heading down from Scotland and have naturally travelled down into Northumberland through Kildare and are spreading through Northumberland at the moment.
Pine martens' comeback is great news for the species, and there's another reason their return to our forests is so important. Pine martens are amazing predators and play an important role in naturally balancing ecosystems.
We sometimes call them as regulating predators. They'll kind of take whatever's most dominant in that woodland, which means that they help balance out the diversity of species in the woodland. So that could be anything from sort of birds and eggs all the way through to squirrels, which is very helpful for us because it'll help control the grey squirrels. They will hunt greys. And actually, we've seen in other places that because of that, they push the greys out, which then opens up spaces for the reds to come in. We do have to talk about that will predate the reds, but red squirrels have co-evolved with pine martens. So actually, the reds, they're smaller, they're quicker, they can get away more easily. And it's been seen that even red squirrels that haven't lived alongside pine martens are still aware of them as a predator and will react to their smell in the surrounding area. So really exciting species for us, could do massive benefits for the biodiversity of our woodlands.
Pine martens are nearby. They're making their way down from Scotland, and excitingly, they've been spotted not far from Wallington in Northumberland's lush forests. Pine martens and other animals travel through green corridors like wooded areas and hedgerows. It's a bit like following a roadmap to get from one area to the next. It's one of the reasons joined up green spaces are so important. Dan's sure Wallington will be the perfect home for the animals, and he's constantly on the lookout for their arrival.
So I've been working for the past year and a half trying to get pine martens onto the estate, trying to encourage them down through Northumberland using habitat improvements, trying to get more spaces for them, constantly looking for pine martens.
Today, Dan's putting up pine marten boxes. It's time to head out of the hide and into the open woodlands. It's a heavy manual job fixing these sizeable wooden boxes into trees, but they'll provide the perfect home for pine martens and their kits. And the team will be able to survey the dens with cameras for activity. First, Dan gives us a quick tour of his handmade pine marten mansion.
This is one of our pine marten den boxes. Imagine your standard bird box and then probably quadruple it in size. It's a much bigger, chunkier thing than a bird box. It doesn't have a hole on the front. Instead, the holes are on the back at the bottom so that you can get straight from the tree into the box. And then on the inside, it's split into the main chamber in the middle and then the two little side channels, which are kind of, imagine your front and back door to your house. Pine martens are phenomenal climbers, so they can get up and down trees really well. Normally in the wild, they would stay in cavities in old trees. They've got a delayed pregnancy. They'll mate in the autumn, and then the females will travel through the territory that they've got, finding some good spots, and then the kits will then arrive late spring into the summer. They'll use this box, the kits will stay in the box, and the females will bring food. And then once they're old enough, the kits can then start exploring from these box.
which will be nice.
The morning bird song is interrupted by the sound of Dan's colleague, Ranger Nick, arriving to help put up the den box.
This is one of the rangers turning up, arriving in style on the quad. So he's going to help us put one of the boxes up. So Nick has arrived, carrying a ladder, ready for the pine marten box. You all right, Nick?
Yeah, how's it going? I'm good.
It's an uncomfortable start.
So I've just driven across a very muddy and wet field that is covered in cow pats. Ladder is now covered in cow pats, which means I'm now covered in cow pats. Yeah, I don't think I could get any more covered in poo, but we'll keep going. I'm covered now, so it doesn't matter.
It's the glamorous part of the job.
Yeah.
We rangers never let a bit of poo get in our way, so Dan and Nick crack on with the task in hand.
First time you've put one of these up, isn't it? Are you feeling all right about this?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling strong. Feeling ready. Hopefully the thing doesn't come tumbling down on top of me.
Let's do this, let's go.
Let's do this.
So this is a large tree. It's got a number of sort of dead branches at the lower down part. You've got essentially what looks like a ladder going up the side of the tree. So this is a really good tree for a box.
Got a rope on it,
yeah? Yeah, it's a rope.
Left over right,
yeah.
Under.
No, yeah, and then pull it tight.
And then pull that tight.
And then right over left.
Yeah.
So I think that's good.
Yeah,
it's good. Secure, it's taking its own weight. Are you happy with that, Nick?
I'm happy with that, yeah.
So that's the box up in the tree. Roughly 2.5 metre mark of the tree. It's got some really lovely branches behind it. And it's held on fast. Nick's done a really good job of getting it up there.
Thank you.
Nice and safe. So putting these boxes up and doing this work is the first step on this project. From there, we hope that they arrive. After that, it will be monitoring the pine martens themselves, seeing how they're getting on, see how many kits we get, and seeing how biodiversity changes. Why? That's the first time you see a pine marten on the estate.
I think I'll scream. I actually do.
It's going to be a day of celebration. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely. Aye.
9 months pass. It's winter. The woods are bare and there's no sign of pine martens yet. But there's excitement in the air for what the new year might bring. It's been a year of progress for pine martens. In the autumn, 19 pine martens were reintroduced to Exmoor National Park in southern England. While in the north, 16 more pine martens joined a population in Cumbria, bringing the total to 29. And pine martens are continuing to make their way down from Scotland through Northumberland's woodland corridors. Will Wallington be their next home? To find out about an inspirational pine marten success story, Dan calls a fellow conservationist who's been at the forefront of pine marten recovery in the UK. Dr. Stephanie Johnston at the Vincent Wildlife Trust is a project manager for the Martins on the Move programme, and she has some exciting footage from a trail camera to share.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you?
Dan, good. How are you?
So can you tell me what you get up to?
I manage the team across 11 counties in Scotland, England and Wales, and we are working to support the natural recovery of pine martens.
Stephanie and her fellow conservationists at the Vincent Wildlife Trust have been working with communities, landowners and organisations to help the recovery of pine martens. The charity has set up monitoring hubs at 6 key locations across Britain, including 250 den boxes to give pine martens a safe home. Den boxes are carefully monitored with trail cameras and thermal imaging cameras, so conservationists like Stephanie can gather information about pine marten activity and build a picture of their recovery across Britain. And Stephanie's excited to share some great footage from one of the monitoring hubs in Wales, which reveals the secret lives of pine martens at the location.
Yeah, so what you're seeing here is you're seeing the marten mother going inside the den box. And you can't see any kits at all, but if you listen really carefully, you can hear the little kits squeaking inside the den box. And that's how we actually first discovered.
It's adorable.
It is, they sound so cute. This is how we actually first discovered that there was kits in there. And we didn't actually see the kits until another couple of weeks. So you can see this footage here. That's the mum taking the first kit down. And then a couple of hours later, she removes the second kit and takes it somewhere else. And then about an hour and a half later, this third one here. That's the third kit. That's actually the biggest kit that you can see there now. And she's moved them away somewhere else. And then in this next clip here, you can see the mum, like a couple of weeks later, bringing the kits back. So she's used this den box right throughout the breeding season. It's such an important resource for them. This final clip here, so this is now like into June. Those little tiny kits have obviously grown up a bit now. And now this kit is learning how to climb up this tree. And they're just so uncoordinated when they first start learning to climb. But it's totally adorable.
I mean, that footage from one box, I can't get over how lovely that footage is.
It was such an incredible box this year in our Mid-Wales site. We're all so excited when all that footage came in.
Oh man, very jealous.
Another vital part of conservation work is through people like you and me getting involved. Citizen scientists, especially when it comes to working together to build big pictures to help nature.
So you're calling citizen science, aren't you? You want people to help yous out with monitoring the pine martens.
Yes, Den, we've got Martin Map. We are monitoring and mapping the recovery of pine martens across Britain. And we're asking anyone who is lucky enough to see a pine marten to get in touch with us and let us know. So far, we have had 871 people get in touch with their pine marten sightings, which has just been absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
All of these people contributing, all of these lucky, lucky people that have seen pine martens. It really is allowing us to get a much bigger, fuller picture of how well martens are recovering across Britain.
It is lovely to see that positive success story. Does it look like they're moving through Northumberland much?
Yes, you'll be pleased to know they're definitely on the way.
Don't worry, I'll give you a call as soon as we see them.
Please do.
Feeling inspired and hopeful, Dan reflects on what pine martens recovery means for biodiversity. And what it'll be like for him to come into work one day and find that pine martens have arrived.
It's really exciting that they're not too far away, and hopefully we'll be seeing them here soon. But I think the biggest thing is going to be the biodiversity increase that we'll see here at Wallanton and across Northumberland and the rest of the country, really. The positive for woodland ecology that we're going to see with these predators coming down is going to make such a difference to our woodlands. No, I just really want to see them. I can't wait to see a pine marten. I'm just having thoughts of walking out my office into the woods and just having a pine marten there, and that's my dream.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wild Tales. If you want to find out more about pine martens citizen science and report a sighting, please head to pinemartens.uk. We'll of course keep you updated when Dan sees his pine martens arrive at Wallanton. And do join us over on Instagram at wildtalesnt. See you next time. Wild Tales is sponsored by Cotswold Outdoor, your outside retailer and epic guides to adventure. Quick breathers, calming walks, or heart-pounding hikes. We feel better when we get out more. Find quality kit and 50 years of outdoor wisdom. Plus, National Trust supporters get 15% off walking kit in-store and online. Feel in your element, in the elements, at cotswoldoutdoor.com.